really good day today. I really like our energy. It's really competitive. I know I talked about yesterday morning, but since then it's been excellent. So good work day.
How different does the offense feel to you when you've got your full complement of receivers and you can rest?
Well, it's very good. You know, it feels to have them all out there and to see their different skill set. I thought Marquise had probably one of his best practices today. I know that, you know, you're trying to figure him out, what he's gone through, not a lot of reps, some injuries, and just where he's at. But I thought yesterday was pretty good, but then today he followed up with another really good practice. So, you know, I think now with that happening, it makes you feel even better with those guys.
You're starting to feel like you have like 3-4 really good options, maybe even 5.
Yeah, I think, you know, they all have different traits, what they have to offer. And, you know, he was the one that I think we wanted to keep bringing along and kind of speed this process up. But, you know, the last 2 days have been a good sign.
How important is it that all those guys are on the field during practice during the week too, not just getting them for the game? But
well, it's good for multiple reasons. One, it gets them reps and they can do things full speed. The other thing is when you're short because of injuries, some of those reps pile up on a couple of guys. And, you know, that sometimes you worry about them playing fast on Sunday because of that. So I think we've been able to spread out the reps, and it's kept our guys healthy and allow them to play faster.
Does it take one or game or 2 games or 3 games of you running it well for them to respect that, or can they turn
well, it over? I mean, you would like to be able to run the ball really well because that makes it even more effective. But just running the ball on occasion, because they still have to defend their gaps, you know, and there's certain plays where defenders have certain responsibilities. You know, it might be a gap scheme where a linebacker has to get over the top to get his fit, and, you know, you're trying to attack that with a play pass. And so sometimes it's better, obviously, when you're more effective running the ball. But sometimes, you know, if you just have it in your scheme, you know, it can cause an effect. But obviously, if you run the ball better, it works better.
Is this second year turning out to be more challenging than what you thought it was going to be? They're coming on a little slower than what you thought.
Well, I think it's just different. You know, I think it's different in that on offense, there's 10 different guys or 9 different starters. So, you know, it's like you're not looking back there and seeing the same guys as it was last year. So in that regard, it's different again. You know, you're going through the process again. So I think that's what's unique this year is that we feel like, all right, we can build off this now, you know, and, you know, probably next year we hope to look back and see familiar faces. You know, I think, but that's part of it.